colonial city. This was written in Guanajuato some years ago. Guanajuato was once one of the richest cities in Mexico. I think it was actually the richest city. It's a silver mining city. You enter it by way of tunnels. It has fallen on somewhat harder times. What the bells have in common with frogs, and the frogs have in common with the bell puller, and the bell puller with the flies in the evening and the morning flies, and the precise angle of light that allows them to shimmer, and how the light enables the frogs to vanish inside it the way the flies do down their throats, and how the light and the flies allow their unseen throats to open and release their frog hallelujahs, their protests and lamentations, and how the same light that consumes the frogs makes more visible the rope that slants down from the bell's clapper, not the bell, to produce the same sound. Go on, go on, go on, time to put all the long day's hours away. The bells in the steeple left standing on the right of the cathedral, bells rendered immobile by the same earthquake or slower rust even bells cannot escape. The bells still toll, clapper pulled by a rope set now at a changed angle. The bell puller changed also, working a new angle too. And the listener sees a different rope pulled. The bells still toll the same, even if the one who listens hears an altered sound that carries with it some of the shaking an earthquake brings, and some slower fire of iron as the oxygen takes it, relentless light that dims the eye, dulls the ear, wears down the mind and the bone. The dome beneath which the bell is rusting, and whose layers of plaster and paint keep breaking away, and on the side of which a sapling keeps trying to grow, planted there by a pigeon maybe, the ideal of which tends less toward pigeon than dove, while the real pigeons keep on settling as soon as the rung bell trembles toward the same old silence in which the silent pigeon shit eats still more plaster and paint away. This same dome lends a different shape to the barren mountain behind, it too wearing away, but more slowly. The light of dusk slowly, slowly letting go of it, almost reluctant. Or is the reluctance more in the mountain than the light, more in the pigeon that flutters into it and out of it, half spirit, half flesh? Or is it most in the one who waits for the monk who waits and waits to ring the bell, each clang of which makes more of the paint and too much of the mountainside go? Thank you very much.